We're on, mate. We're on.
Let's go, man.
We've got a man, Chet Sandu.
Let's go.
You're the first person on my podcast, mate, I've actually had to write stuff down for, because there's that fucking much madness. So we'll start off with, you were born in the streets of England.
Yeah.
A place called Washington. Next to
Hitchin, Hertfordshire.
Hitchin, next to Newcastle.
No, Hitchin, Hertfordshire I was born in.
Oh, was it? No.
Yeah.
I thought you said what?
Washington is where I live now.
Oh, is
it? Yeah. Hertfordshire.
As a teenager then, obviously you've rose through the ranks and one of Spain's, you became one of Spain's biggest drug barons.
Yeah.
You were arrested at gunpoint at Alicante Airport, where you then served over 11 years in two different prisons.
Yeah.
You were top boy in one of Europe's toughest prisons. While in the jail in Spain, though, you've seen murders, people stabbed, you've been stabbed. You're also involved in a successful prison escape.
Yeah.
You've also had a best-selling book. The book's called From the King of Karachi to Lockdown in Costa del Crime. But obviously, through all that madness as well, you've obviously turned on a new leaf. You're actually working with, well, it's a totally life changer. You're working with orphans in the Far East.
Uh-huh.
Which is amazing, man. So obviously, when I knew you were coming on, I googled you and read all your stuff, read a bit of your book. It is absolute fucking madness.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go back to the start when all the fun and games began, your younger years.
Yeah. Okay. From when?
When it started getting right messy.
It was... lived in Huddersfield, yeah?
Yep.
Lived in Huddersfield, born in Hertfordshire, moved to Huddersfield when I was 4, and from then, I wasn't that bright, had a stutter, I had like disabilities, we had no money, this and that, so I was stealing, robbing from back then, and my dad was quite strict, he never let me out, he didn't let me do this, let me do that, and when I got nicked a few times, he went, right, okay, I'm taking you away from this environment, taking you to Newcastle.
So that's where it started?
They bought a shop up there. We bought a shop in Newcastle, Washington. So that was where we lived, and that's where we took a lot of abuse as well. I took a lot of racial abuse there in the 80s. It was like really hard work because we were the only brown faces in the whole village. And we got a hard time every day, daily hard time, you know. And going to work was like a proper hardship. You know, it was a nightmare. Nightmare for me. We used to get spat on, get caught packies, this and that. We're going to burn you down. People used to come in fucking pissed, wanting to fight me old man. They used to steal vodka, grown men. I was a 15-year-old kid at the time. They used to come to the till, and I said, they used to have a bottle of vodka down the stride. And I used to say, what about the vodka, this and that? And I said, well, what about it, yeah? I'll come around the counter and jump all over your fucking blackhead, yeah? And I wasn't in a position to do anything then, so we just took this shit for years. Took this shit for a few years until I was about 22. We were spot on regular, got loads of fucking shit, yeah? And then I decided to train, and then I decided to fight boxing, yeah? So I started to train, started to fight, and then I made my move upwards. I got involved in the doorman scene. I got a job there, and I knew that there was a scope there for drugs, for steroids. This is back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. Steroids then were like sort of quite like sort of new. And back then, I thought, okay, you know, I want to make my own money now. So I started going abroad, bringing back steroids from Spain, Greece, Turkey, nearby countries. You know, it was okay. It was like doubling my money up on it. I wasn't making, you know, like it wasn't a lot, yeah? But
enough to get back.
I was doing okay, yeah. Doing okay. And then I got involved with a couple of cousins of mine, and I said, listen, let's go further afield and do this on a big fucking scale. Pakistan, Karachi, yeah? Nobody wants to move to Karachi. Nobody wants to do business with them. Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, everybody just stays away from Pakistan. And we were Indian Sikh, so we pretended we were Pakistanis. And we gave ourselves Patti names. Jet Khan was my name. And we went across there. And then we made the first fucking move. You know, we made the first sort of move there. And it was good. It was good money. We made 30 grand off one trip. Split three ways, 10 grand a piece. Back in the early 90s, it was okay. And then from then, we moved around, you know.
And that's where... So do you think all the violence at the start came from, you just had enough? Enough's enough?
The violence was just through the shit that
we used to take,
yeah, you know. Yeah. And then I was thinking, my only way out of this, you know, is like sort of money, you
life
know.
Life a crime.
Yeah, it's crime. Mm-hmm. It's like beating these people, you know. Beating these people will give me a fucking daily fucking heartache, you know. Give my mum shit, give my dad shit. And so that's when I started train. That's when I started fight. That's when I started box. And yeah,
yeah, there comes dealt a, with them yeah, all. There comes a time, there's a breaking point where you go, fuck this.
Well, yeah, I've dealt with them all.
Train them all then.
Well, yeah, I've dealt with them all, you know.
Did you take care of, obviously, the people who gave you abuse and names?
Tracked them all down, yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson effect, you know. Death Wish, yeah. I tracked them all down.
Did you have it in your mind? Are we notepad the names down?
Yeah, I did. I fucked them all up. Apart from one, there's only one that's escaped me. I ain't gonna name him now, yeah. But he's gonna get it, yeah. There's only one that's escaped me.
So when you started, obviously, when you he's kidding on by
there's fucking one that's escaped me, yeah. But I'll get him, yeah.
So when you started, obviously, that life, when did you start going over to Spain? Because you were in one of Spain's
to
toughest
Spain,
jails.
This was when I got barred as a doorman. I was working as a doorman in Newcastle, yeah? But they wouldn't give me a license under my name, so I was working under my cousin's name, yeah? It was a legal name, and incident happened, and I broke someone's leg, yeah? On a night, yeah? Taking them down the stairs, ankle twisted, leg broke. They said I did it on purpose, this and that. Anyway, I did a runner. It was all in the news, on the radio, this and that. So I handed myself in. And then I was a doorman in, like, do not employ this doorman, yeah? Do not let him in your bar and don't let him in your... Do not employ him. My face was over everywhere on pub watch. So then I started working in Middlesbrough. I worked in Mars and these bars down there with my second cousins who were working there. And then we got talking and then we thought, okay, let's just do this trip to Pakistan. So the three of us hooked it all up and we went to Pakistan. And then we did our first trip. And first time around, it was hard work, you know. It was really hard work.
Nervous.
Didn't know where to go, what to do, who to contact. It was proper hard work, but it was done. And we made some good money out of it.
And then you went to Alicante, it was armed response that surrounded the plane.
Well, that was after a few trips, yeah. We did...
How many trips?
I did about 8 or 9 trips, yeah. Mm-hmm. 60 grand on each trip.
Because I've read in your book somebody grassed you in as well.
Yeah. We got grassed because I went through Alicante because Newcastle, they got stopped. The suitcases got searched, this and that, and I told if I went to collect the suitcases, I'd get nicked. So I left it, so I thought I'd take a different route, which was Spain. I knew Spain quite well because I knew a few people there. So went through Spain, but I went through Alicante Airport, and then they were waiting for me with guns, boom.
And that's where you got your sentence?
And that's when I got nicked.
Where was the prison in Spain?
Funchalent.
And in that prison, there was... It's obviously full of terrorists, but while you were in that prison,
yeah.
You seen people getting murdered as well.
Yeah.
You were stabbing people. This is all in your book.
Yeah.
This is all in your book.
Yeah. Well, I had to stab them, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to stab me.
Yeah.
You got to stab
but them. You rose up the ranks very quickly over there.
And
you get the stripes.
For somebody who can't speak, you know, Spanish, I learned Spanish. Top security wing, they put me in. They thought because of the amount of the money I was dealing with, yeah, they thought I had like land, maybe a yacht, property in Spain, top security, they put me in, yeah, and so I was in there for a remand for a year and a half because they were trying to search, thinking I've got money there. They wanted to take all the money off me, but I had no money in Spain. So in this meantime, top security wing is where I wanted, and that was a punishment wing.
Tough.
That's the punishment, man. Yeah. Yeah, horrible.
23
yeah.
hours, 24 hours locked up.
No. You're free. You're free. But that's the worst thing about it, because people want to kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Was it just knives or guns? Or?
You know, I wish it was 23-hour lockup, yeah. because then you can't get stabbed, can you?
So it was a free-for-all, basically? It was like a Royal Rumble?
Free-for-all, yeah. Yeah. They're just all on it, you know? The Spanish authorities, the laws there, health and safety. You can walk a joint there in the yard, and you can smoke joint, you can smoke weed in the yard. The screws just leave you alone.
Was there a gym?
There's a gym that I made, yeah. But there was an outside one as well, yeah. Outside gym, which we could use once a week. But then we all had to get searched down, patted down, this and that. And even the screws weren't up to it. They used to say, okay, this week, cancelled. You know, it was up to them, yeah. So that was just once a week.
And you said the population was 1,600?
1,600 in the whole jail, yeah.
How many officers? How many screws?
The screws on the other side, I don't know, yeah. But on my side, there was about 12 for 40 heads.
So if it kicked off, was there cover or was it just
mine,
let them fight?
There was 40 heads of mine, yeah. 40 heads of mine, 12 screws. But if it's a heavy kick off, and then screws will come
everywhere.
The wings, yeah.
What about the prison breakout? How because it was successful, apparently.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Karim, yeah, the Algerian, the ghost. He was a cocaine dealer. He had contacts all over, Portugal, Algeria. And he worked in the little shop. It was at the corner of the jail, next to the big wall. And he said to me, a few weeks we got talking, he went, listen, yeah, I'm going to do a 9, yeah? He went, you're going to get a 9 as well, yeah? He went, listen, let's just both go. Okay, and he told me the story, yeah? He's going to dig a hole, there was a refrigerator. He showed me the hole he was digging. He was digging it slowly with a spoon, yeah?
Shawshank Redemption style.
This is, yeah, I know you're laughing, but it's true, yeah? He was digging it with a fucking spoon, yeah? And I was like, looking at the hole, and then I looked at the wall. He went, it's just this wall, once we go through this, we just need to run down, avoid getting shot off the screw, avoid getting shot off the screw from the top. And then once we're at the other wall, we can hop that one. And I got my car waiting. I was thinking, I don't know, yeah. I was thinking, I don't know, yeah. I went, listen, I said I'll cover your ass, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said I'll cover your fucking ass, yeah. Okay. And you're right, okay, fair enough. There was a German dude as well at the time. He didn't want a part of it because his brother was in as well, and he didn't want to escape without taking his brother. So Karim, he was on his own. Anyway, he used to bang on this fucking bang on this wall, yeah. And my cell directly opposite, so I used to play my music on the radio loud on purpose, yeah. So the screws, they couldn't hear. Anyway, he was banging, 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 boom, 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 boom. And then the day they escaped, he went, right, listen, the hole's done. He had like a fridge. What wasn't working covered the hole. It was like, you know, 60s style jail. Really, yeah. If you think about it, yeah, how he did it, yeah. It was so good how he did it. Anyway, he dug the fucking hole. He dug the fucking hole. He showed me the hole. Anyway, you want to come? I went, no. Anyway, he was allowed to stay in the shop at the corner to do the stock take an hour after everybody else. So we were all in association at the time, yeah? We were association from 6 to 7 o'clock. And so he says he's going to do the breakout in that time, yeah? And so he told me to stage a fight, yeah? Stage a fight, so all the screws land and they're all on my bit, and so he can do a run for it. I went, right, okay. So we staged it, yeah? 6:30, I think it was the time, yeah? 6:30 or 7:30, one of the two. Anyway, we synchronized the watches, yeah? I mean, the German, I mean, all right. And then we started an argument over TV. There was a shitty little fucking TV covered in fucking metal and plastic. You couldn't even see the fucking screen, yeah? And then we were arguing over what to watch. So I argued with him and this and that. So I threw a chair at him, plastic chair. He threw one back. And so we just started a fight, yeah? We started a fight, and then boom, the whistles rang out and all the screws rang. exactly on half six, half seven. I don't know exactly time, yeah. Anyway, Karim, done one. Boom. He was away. He was away. And at a time, then we hear some shots. Bam, bam, bam. And all right, escape. And then the screws just fucking turn around. Back heel, boom, right? They're back heeled and they were gone. Anyway, 5 minutes later, they come back and all right, everybody lock up, bang up. Yeah, we thought, right. And I went, what's happened? Has he got away or what? Screws didn't say a word, yeah. We knew he got away, yeah. I was in mixed feelings at the time, yeah, thinking I should have fucking gone with him, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Is he still, did he ever get caught?
He got caught again. He got grassed up. He went to Portugal. Mm-hmm. He sent me a postcard. Signed the ghost. Signed the ghost. Yeah. Because that's what he called himself, the ghost, yeah. He sent me a postcard. The ghost. He went, take care, Chet. Nice one, brother. Blah, blah, blah. The ghost. Anyway, he come back to Spain to collect a debt. Collect a debt.
I come back to
Spain? He got grassed up and that was
fun. Why come back to Spain though, the place you just fucking left?
He was owed a dollar there.
Yeah.
30 odd grand.
So what did they get? How much more did they put on his sentence?
He'll do that and then get more for the escape.
Is he still in?
Yeah.
Is he still in?
No. This was back in 1990, 1999. He'll be out now.
But
I might be even dead, yeah.
Do you not contact anymore?
No.
Do you party and miss not doing that escape? For the buzz?
No, I don't want to get shot, man.
Would you fit through the hole? How big was the hole?
But you know what? He had balls, you know? He was a little skinny kid, you know? I'm quite big.
Yeah.
You know, I'm easy to shoot.
You're easy to shoot. That's fucking
I'm easy
madness.
To shoot, you know?
When you were involved in the life of crime, because everything you've been involved in until, and then I started reading you've been doing work with orphans.
Yeah.
That's a bit extreme. So tell me about that as well. How you?
Okay, that's all about you know. I've done a lot of bad in my life.
Yes,
yeah?
I've read.
Yeah? But like, I haven't hurt anybody that's never had a due. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming to them. Yeah, no.
So you're not a bully.
No innocence involved in this. Yeah, everybody I've hurt, they've had a due. Yeah, they've had a coming to them, and I just feel I've done a lot of bad, and I'm still here. I'm still alive. So I should help. I should help the unfortunate.
Do you, obviously, when you help people, you feel good. Do you think that's to try and repair a bit of damage that's happened, maybe mentally, physically?
Maybe it is. I don't know how. I don't know really how to explain that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
do you feel better for it?
I just feel I have to do that. I don't feel better for it, actually. Tell the truth, I just feel I need to do it. You know,
it's a calling.
You're
honest.
I think it's calling to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a position now to do that. I don't work. I don't have a job, and I should do that. I think I should do
but
that.
But doing good is good. It's a good thing. And to be honest about it, your book is a pure honest. There's no fiction in that.
No,
is a book that definitely something you should read because it is fucking mental.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ghost, the prison break. So in Spain, while you were in Spain, it was one of Spain's biggest drug busts as well.
That was the biggest seizure. Pharmaceutical drugs,
Because pharmaceutical drugs is a class A in Spain, so it's just up there with heroin.
Class
and coke.
A, yeah.
So
250,000 tablets and 60,000 ampules
and
steroids.
The street value, they're millions of pounds worth.
Well, half a year.
Yeah. So and that's where the sentence came from. Yeah. But you also done a sentence in England.
Yeah, after that.
This is after you came out of Spain?
Yeah. I was out a year and I got involved with a firm in Gateshead. Next to Newcastle, we were controlling brothels and drugs, securing areas. And it's just, I come out with a sentence in Spain, I just thought I was invincible, you know, because I came through that. You know, I was stabbed there twice. I didn't think I was going to make it. Half the people there had AIDS. I had a fight with people with AIDS. And I thought I was going to die there.
Shit.
Yeah? I thought I was going to die. And when I came out of that, I thought...
Fearless?
Yeah, I thought, fucking, I'm King Kong.
How the fuck did they all have AIDS?
Injecting.
Needles?
Injecting. In Spain, the sentencing works like this. In England, if you get caught for 4 or 5 burglaries, you might get 2 year, 1 year, 18 months, 2 year, 1 year, 18 months, but they will run concurrent. So we do 2 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. in Spain that add them all up. So there's people there doing burglaries and they got 25 years.
Shit.
You know? So
what's the biggest sentence in Spain?
I met somebody who was doing 280 years.
In Spain?
Yeah. 280 years.
I thought it was just America.
No, 280 years. The people are killed. 30 years for each one.
Fuck's sake. And this was people. And this was people in the same.
Well, this is true. Yeah.
And this is people in the same wing as you.
Yes, yes, yes. They're in the same place as me.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. 60-90. So that's about over 10 people he's killed.
Well, yeah, more than that. I don't know what he was doing. But there.
Fucking Hannibal Lecter.
It's all fucked up. Yeah. There's one guy who I met there. He got 30 years for the murder, and then he burnt the body 20 years on top, so he got 50 years. So you kill somebody, you get 30 years. And you burn the body, they give you an extra 20 years.
They've not just given the one sentence.
50 years.
What made you get out of the UK?
What now?
Yeah. Bit of freedom.
I've been out of the UK now, yeah, for about a year or so. The police don't let things lie with me, really. The public don't really like me. A lot of them.
In England?
Yeah.
Is that through the violence that you've caused?
No, well, that's through jealousy, through this, through that. They still think I'm involved in drugs, and I'm not involved in drugs. I ain't involved in anything no more. And they've grossed me up, and my house is getting searched, and it's putting pressure on my mum and dad. So I just thought I'd chip, you know.
It's better for everybody's life.
I thought I'd chip, yeah. You know?
Do you miss the madness?
Have an easy life.
Do you miss the craziness? Are you more calm?
The craziness is okay. I come back every few weeks, and I hook up with Jamie Kerr, and we have a week of craziness. And we have a week of craziness, and that's okay.
Are you back in the UK every time?
And then I'm fine after that.
So where are you based? Cyprus?
And then I'm fine after that.
Cyprus.
Larnaca.
Yeah? Is it nice?
Larnaca's beautiful. Yeah. On the beach, got palm trees. It's so chilling. It's excellent.
Do you get any hassle from police or that over there? Do they know who you are?
Well, yeah, I did last time, yeah. Because somebody said I was carrying drugs in my body. Somebody phoned up the airport. This is the last time I went, 6 weeks ago. They said I'm carrying drugs in my body. Anyway, they stopped me at the airport. They wanted to x-ray me, do this, do that. Anyway, I did play a ball. I said, like, why? Why am I getting this shit? Anyway, I didn't play a ball with them. But they handcuffed me, arrested me, took me to the hospital, x-rayed me, nothing in me, and then let me go, you know? But this is just through people through here from England.
Is that just to harass you, to piss you off?
Yeah, just to piss me off, just to cause me inconvenience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
They think I'm all bad still, you know? I'm not all bad no more, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't finish with that life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm done with it. But there's a lot of people that don't really get that.
But do you think when you come back, it's easy to get sucked back into it?
No. Because now I won't put myself in that position, you know, to get that sort of jail.
But if somebody tries to test you know, with the young boys, people always try and test.
Test with what?
Just if somebody try to rise up the ranks herself and
well,
always
them,
try and...
Let them rise. Let them rise, what I say. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you, yeah? Good luck to you, yeah?
So you did boxing and that as well because you can fucking scrap.
Yeah,
you can,
yeah.
Did you ever do like Thai fighting or...
Yeah.
Did you do all that? Everything?
Yeah.
Is that to protect yourself, obviously, in the younger years?
Younger years, not as much. Then I just used to be more of a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. Steroids I used to take myself.
Do you think they played a part in the effect of your mindset?
I think so.
Do you think they fuck with your mindset?
I think so, yeah. Because they do make you, you know, you want it.
Mm-hmm. Are you buzzing when you take it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And gives you a buzz, especially in the amount I was taking back then.
What was your biggest?
My biggest, I was about 18 stone. My bench press was 210 kilo. Mm-hmm. 210 kilo bench, but I was taking then 21 injections a week.
What you're supposed
three
to
a
take?
Day. About one
a
or
week.
Two.
About one or two. A week?
Yeah.
You're taking 20?
21 a week and 10 tablets a day.
For fuck's sake.
But I was immense. My power was immense, you know. I was strong. I was just like, you know, strong, aggressive male, you know.
Were you feared?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that fear though? Did you, like, empowerment?
At the time, I look back now, I was a bit of a dickhead, right? Okay. But at the time, you know, I did have that fucking power, that force in me. Mm-hmm. But now I've still got that in me now, you know?
I'll never lose. I think it's in the DNA.
No, I'm not in that now, you know? But back then I was young and I think I needed that drug effect to give me that.
Because we spoke
about because I didn't have it naturally, you know?
Because we spoke about, obviously, before the podcast started, that anger and fear, it is a mask and we portray it. There's so many people involved in violence and crime and they think it's the way to go. But it is a mask to drill that fear into people. It's to feel that importance. It's to feel that I've got something. But when you get older...
Let me tell you something, mm-hmm. Every job that's done, every bank robbery, every murder, every hit, or this, gangsters are going to do a hit, Mm-hmm. They never do it straight sober. They do it on drink and cocaine, right? Every hit is drunk under the influence of narcotics, because to do it straight, is a very hard thing to do.
Take some balls.
It's a very hard thing to do straight, because you're like thinking, okay, innocent people can get hurt here and this and that, and there's a lot of things going to go through your mind.
It's a conscience, mate.
So you just drink. You take cocaine.
If you're the buzz and the balls.
And then you're fucking on it.
Yeah, you do anything.
And then you want to make a move.
Yeah.
And then you want to make a move. You're saying, like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
You know, let's
to pump yourself up.
To let's go.
But then you get in.
But that's how it's always done. And that's how the mistakes are made.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the mistakes are made by people who are drunk and high. And they fuck the job up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way of life. Yeah. As you get older, you've even said it yourself.
Yeah.
It's not really regret, but you kind of grow a conscience and you kind of overthink the matters, because it's a snowball effect. As soon as you hurt one person, you're not just hurting them, you're hurting their family, your family, going to prison. It's so many people get infected, affected by hurting one people. Do you know what I mean?
And yes.
The fact that you have changed and the fact that you have wrote your book, obviously, you still look as if you've got the madness. I don't kind of want to say too much, you know what I mean? But you probably still got that presence where you don't give a fuck and you could probably just go in an instant. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to work on help? Did you? And I know the jails in the UK, they've got psychologists and they've got programs where they can work down from your category to.
Yeah.
Did they have that in Spain?
No. You don't get nothing in Spain.
There's
no health and safety in Spain.
What about England, though? Did you work on
In England? Tell you the truth, in England, I got contacted by a few groups saying, you're like a good subject to speak to young offenders, tell them your story, tell them, you know, it's not all good, you know, you've had the same feelings that they've had, of the rage and the anger, you want the dollar, you want the money, you want the pussy, you want fucking drugs, bam, 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 you've been through it, and you've seen it, and you've done it, and talk to these people, tell them it's, you know, it's not the way to go down, and really I thought about that, and in a way I would like to do that.
Why don't you?
I know. It might be my next step.
To help other people, especially if you're doing Northern stuff. I think if you go to the prison...
It might be my next step, you know?
Yeah,
because it isn't the way to do it, you know? We all feel that shit, you know? We all feel that. You don't want to be a fucking gangster pulling out the guns, the knives, the drugs, the women, the cocaine, the pussy, the dollar.
But they think it's a way of life, but the majority of people are involved in that. I don't reach 40.
But then you get jail or you're going to get stabbed or shot, you know?
But it is, but that probably is a step for, because you've lived the life, you seriously fucking lived it, you've went through some madness, but to try and educate the younger ones to realise, look, this isn't a life. See if you could go back in the past.
I know, but it depends how they take me, you know, because there's some young ones now that are full of fucking that, and if they give it that to me in the classroom, I'll just fucking slap
crack
me, you know?
Up. Yeah.
I was like, fuck you, and I'll walk straight out.
I know, but to make the change, you can't do that.
I know, but I'll walk straight out.
Do you think that's something you need to work on, then? Still the anger issues, and still maybe...
Really, I don't want money for this, you know? I want to do it for free.
Yeah.
You know, they've said, okay, it starts at £18,000 a year, the salary. I said, listen, it's not about the money if I do this, you know? If I do it, I do it, yeah? But I can't be dealing with, like, kids giving me shit back.
But you know they will.
16, 17 year olds. I know, but what?
I know.
You know? 16, 17 year olds, come on.
But
man,
for you to teach them that something,
I know, but that's like
on.
Quite hard to do, you know?
If you could change the
If they said to me, it's okay, I can give them a slap, I'd say, okay, I'll do it.
You're into the jail to change their life, but you're going to slap them?
Yeah, they slap, man.
See if you could go back in the past and change it, would you? Would you change the past?
No.
Nah?
No. No. Not at all.
No?
No, I fucking loved it.
Did you?
Fucking love it. It's been a roller coaster.
Is it? Do you think you've got more madness in you?
Yeah. Fucking love it.
Do you live life
because
to
I've
the
got
full?
Stories yeah. what nobody else has got.
Yeah.
And that's what I like, you know? Mm. I like to like turn up somewhere and say, okay, I've been here, I've done that, you know?
Do people believe you or do they think this?
They
he's
have
just
to fucking believe
he's just,
I am
he's just fucking crazy.
Well, no, I ain't crazy. You know, I'm fucking real.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm real. I'm bigging it up. I ain't saying it's fucking brilliant, but, you know, I've done it and I've been there. I've fucking seen it. And I want people to read about it in the book. And I've got a lot of things off that as well, you know. I can help a lot of people. I did help a lot of people. And I want to help a lot more people.
Where did the book come from? How did it start?
The book was from Facebook stories. I just started putting a few stories up, this and that. And my mates were going, all right, check, brilliant stories, write more. Okay, I wrote more. Put them up every 3, 4, 5 days. And then a publisher, he got in contact with me, said, listen, we can make a book about this, yeah? Go into detail about it. Put all the stories in order. And now we can make a move. And he did. Michael Carroll.
How long did it take to write?
To write, not long. Stories, I typed them on the phone, you know. I had to type them on the iPhone. And I got big hands, yeah. So there was a lot of spelling mistakes. And I had to go back a lot of times. But it took me about an hour and a half a story, an hour a story. It didn't take that long. But the next book I will do, I'm going to do it right, properly. Not Facebook stories, you know.
Proper book.
You know, I'm going to put a lot more into it. Detail of my feelings and my emotions into it. My emotions aren't in this. It's just like my movement.
Yeah.
It's just my movements involved in this. Mm. You know, it's quite down to earth. It's quite fast. It's how I talk.
Because once you start reading it, you can't stop. Yeah, as it's fast, it's rapid.
Yeah,
so do you think you would talk a bit more how you were feeling that when you were doing these kind of things?
That's what I will write.
And I think that's what will help people more.
Yeah.
Because when people read that, when people read these books, when people watch these films, they want to become a gangster.
Yeah.
They think it's cool. They think it's great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that the ghost story and the...
I mean,
you tell it, we're laughing, but it's fucking nuts.
It's such a shame.
Do you know what I mean? A guy is 230 years in the jail for doing over 10...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just crazy. It's
there's so many hard luck stories in jail, you know, when you see people. Most of the people in jail aren't even meant to be there. Murders even, I would say 80% of murders... were not meant to be. It's just an accident. It's just like a circumstance that went wrong.
Yeah.
Because I've met loads of murderers in jail and they've all said to me, I don't really mean to do that, you know. It's just...
Just you know, anger at the time.
You know, it just happened at the time. 30 year.
Yeah. This is it.
30 year.
Do you think...
There's very few people who plan a murder. You know, there's about 5% of people who actually plan a murder.
I think the rest is through rage.
All the rest are fuck ups. It's just fuck ups through drink, through being high, hitting somebody the wrong way, doing something the wrong way, picking up a wrong fucking.
Because if
tool.
They were sober, they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
Things can get ironed out and sorted.
And they're the type of people, and yet you get a massive sentence and it ruins your life.
Do you think the crime in UK has got bigger? It's got worse.
The crime in UK. There's a lot of shit in the UK jails, you know? We got a lot of shit there. People who were there for taking drugs, I don't think they should be in jail, really, because you're only taking drugs.
It's mental health problems, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of mental health.
You're not taking drugs, and there's people that are, like, done for drink driving, dangerous driving, death by driving, blah, blah, blah. These people as well, I don't think they should be put in an environment criminals with drug dealers, rapists, killers, gangsters.
Because
that isn't their world, yeah? And a lot of these people have seen them go down because they're normal guys, you know? They've just had a few drinks.
Done something stupid,
and then you get thrown in with gangsters and drug dealers.
And actually, some of them get hooked on,
heroin. And then they fuck up. I think it's the wrong way to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong way to deal with them. just deal with the hardcore way.
But it's money, isn't it?
We all need the hardcore.
It's money for the government. It's money to get people in prisons. I think it's like 50 grand a year that each cellmate gets, yeah. Each inmate gets.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. And the jails are packed. UK, they're fucking packed. And you're right, there's a lot of people. I think they're maybe going to... I don't know if they're going to stop the 12-month sentences. I think they're going to maybe scrap that and do something different. That was just talk. Yeah, I think so. Because you're right, a lot of people who are vulnerable, who have made mistakes,
yeah.
That can be fixed.
Yes.
A lot of people in the jail are 80-90% fucking intoxicated with some crazy stuff. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people can't handle their sentence. So if you're tough or whatever, people can't handle the fact that they need to hide and numb the pain when they're in there because they know they've fucked up. Do you know what I mean? Because I know you've battled drugs. You've been on all sorts of drugs as well.
Took every drug in the world, heroin I took in Spain. Mm-hmm. The first time I took that, But there, I thought I needed it, you know. They were all in it there, Smoking it, I didn't inject it, I smoked it. And it did give you an escape. It gives you an escape, for a few hours. You're floating around. On a pink foot, on a pink cloud, and you're away from there and you feel nice. It's the only time in jail you actually feel good, You're floating about, you're in your cell, you're high, and then you come down.
How do you pay for the shit over in Spain? How does that work?
You gotta buy it. It comes in on visits in Spain. People there, if you've got a wife or a girlfriend, you get a congenial visit, so you can fuck your wife and your girlfriend.
Is that right in Spain?
And she puts up my pussy,
You wouldn't mind it in 230 years, mate, if you're getting pussy lips
in Spain. Spain's okay, man. Spain's okay, Spain have got the right idea, Because there's not a lot of rape that happens in Spain.
Inside the prisons.
Because you can get a wife and you get your girlfriend there. In English jails and American jails, you don't get that. So
everybody's
that's
angry.
Where they rape. That's where they rape, That's where they fuck ass.
Oh, angry and fucking frustrated,
They fuck ass. But if you know you got your girl coming next month.
How many times? Once a month?
You're interested in looking at her hairy ass.
Once a month? Is that once a month?
Once a month you get this shit.
So they've obviously brought it through their fanny or their ass.
Bring it through and then they put it up the ass, boom, gets sold and it's there. It's there available.
Fuck's sake, man. I didn't know that. I did that in Spain.
Yeah. It's all good shit.
How long were you on the heroin for?
4 months.
Oh, 4 months?
Yeah, but I went from, I was 16 and a half stone, I went in, to 12 and a half stone in 3 months.
Shit. Stop training.
It shrinks your stomach. Heroin, it shrinks your stomach. You can't shit, You have a shit once every fucking 6 days. And it shrinks your stomach, you go grey, you don't eat. It's just fucked up.
Did you lose yourself? Was that the lowest point in your life?
Yeah. And that was 1999.
4 months is a lot,
1999 on the millennium,
What made you change it straight away?
On the millennium, 1999, The millennium, boom. December 31st. I was on fucking smack. I was 12 and a half stone. I wasn't training. Looking at a nine stretch. And I was in a bad place. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I had a stare at me. I used to be a top kid. I used to be a top kid. Now I'm a 12 and a half stone fucking baghead.
Did you start
looking at a fucking nine stretch?
Did you start getting lost? People lose respect for you?
And then I just stopped it. And then I thought, fuck this. This isn't me, man. This isn't fucking me. I ain't like the rest of the fucking shit here. Because that's what they are. That's what all they are.
How hard was it to stop?
Hard. Hard. But I fucking did it.
Well done, man.
Boom. After that, I thought, fucking never again. I'll take it.
Was that before your sentence? Was this on remand?
On remand in Spain, So I packed it all in, got my head round it, I started to train, I started to eat, the food was shit. The food was that fucking shit. They used to put the frozen racks of meat on the floor. If you had AIDS, you would get a job in the kitchens, They'd give you a cushy job. But they used to get clots of blood. And they used to spit.
What?
And they used to spit that into the fucking food and the stews. I knew this, But it's okay. You can't catch AIDS that way anyway,
From saliva?
Them spitting it, blood, no. going through now.
So it's got to get into your bloodstream?
Yeah, yeah. So that was cool, you know?
Fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah, but that's cool, yeah? It's just something you got to deal with, yeah?
And why would they give them a job working with food?
Because if you got AIDS, they give you a cushy number. And but they are there thinking, okay, I've got AIDS, I'm dying, yeah? So I want everybody else to fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's that mentality. I want everybody else to fucking die.
That's fucking nuts, man. That's nuts.
But it's okay, we dealt with that. And dealt with that, and I ate the food was fucking shit. Dealt with it, and I pretended I was a Muslim.
For better food?
Because I checked out a couple of the Algerians, yeah? They used to get rabbit twice a week. And I went, we never get rabbit, yeah?
What did you get?
Rabbit.
What did yous get? Used to get
fucking shit. Just stew. Just fucking
water.
Veg stew. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. With bread, stale bread. Yeah. I thought, right, okay, I fancy being like a rabbit. And then I said, listen, I'm a Muslim, you know. They didn't question me, and okay, they put me on the Muslim menu, and I got all the rabbit in, chicken we used to get once a week, and I was a head honcho at the time then at the gym, yeah, at the gym. And my wing, extra chicken we used to get, they used to keep it for me. The gypsies, they're the ones that used to serve the food. So they always used to call me over Indio, they call me, yeah, because I'm from Indian. Indio, they call me. And so I used to go and collect all the excess fucking meat, chicken, and put it outside my window on the bars, yeah. It got hot sometimes, yeah. Sweaty, smelly, but if it's not got mold on it, I'm going to eat it, you know.
How many did you meet up? Did you still keep in contact with people when you came out?
I did at first. But then I stopped it because they were just needy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing big sentences, you know, they were doing 40 years. But
money
50 years.
Sent over and.
Well, money, other things. I'm thinking, I just thought, I just want to move on from this life. I know I'm a bit of a cunt for doing that, for not helping them afterwards, yeah. Did help them at first. For the first six to 9 months. But then they started to get a bit needy on me, and I thought, listen.
Yeah, but especially if you're trying to get on with your new life, and especially if you've got somebody doing fucking 100 a year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You couldn't keep.
No, yeah, you can't.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't do it.
Burn yourself out.
I felt sorry for him. But I thought, fuck it, you know? Fuck it, I've done my bit, I think.
When did you start making the changes to calm down and try and get away?
As soon as I got out of my citizens.
The English one?
My second sentence, yeah.
That was in England. What was that, 4.5 years, 6 years?
Yes. Seven I got then, yeah.
Seven years.
And
then when you came out?
After that sentence, I thought, that's me done.
Enough's enough?
That's me done, yeah. No more. No more for me.
And you've been out since?
For 11 years, fine, yeah.
Well done. And that's good, man.
Been arrested a few times.
But never got a sentence.
Been arrested. It's all been a false... Awful shit, yeah.
Do you still get a lot of harassment?
Yeah, Lord. Sure.
Do you? Yeah. You do your nothing?
Yeah, sure. It's easy to get me nicked, you know?
Mm-hmm. But do you kind of blame them, or do you, because of the life you were involved in, do you, they think you'll never change, they think you'll always be that bad
boy? I know,
boy?
But it's not the police. It's the public who are fucking me up, you know? It's the people that I know.
It's that haters
it's
family.
It's them, yeah, haters that are like, still phoning them up saying, he's doing this, you know, he's doing that. And I'm not doing anything, you know? I don't fuck all. But it's just them that can't get away with me.
What's the worst crime you've ever seen? In prison or outside? Have you seen heavy stuff? In there, because I know there was murders. Was he seen them? Does people, if they do the murders in the prison, do they get a sentence added on?
Yeah, or how does it work Yeah. If you do a murder, you get added on, yeah. I've seen loads of shit there, man.
In Spain?
Yeah.
How many?
Spain. England? Not as much. Mm-hmm. England's a bit
low-key. It's because you're locked up, though, 23 hours.
It's a bit low-key here, yeah, but Spain, free and open, you know? Seen people there get slashed up, cut up, killed up.
Was there much suicide in there?
Suicide, yeah. Three in the time I was there.
Still a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Especially if there's only 40 in your wing.
Yeah. There was one time... In this country, it was a friend of mine, yeah? His half-brother, he was in jail for burglary, this and that, but he was on the pills. He was taking pills off of, like, this guy I know as well. and he couldn't pay him, so he was getting a bit heavy on him. And then anyway, he got a word back to me, so listen, will you have a word with this guy? Yeah, to take it easy on his bro, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, the word got back to me a bit late, yeah? And in the meantime, he tried to kill himself. He slit his throat, yeah? He slit his throat, but like, he didn't die. He didn't die. He was in hospital a couple of days, come back out, stitches. Anyway, the heat, it was still on him. And so then after that, he hung himself, right? He hung himself, and the stitches, they all came open. And so his throat was all open, yeah? Everything was like hanging out. And his brother, who I know is a mate of mine, they had to leave him hanging because you have to get a family member to come to see your body first, you know? They can't take you down.
And the prison?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
So he had to come and see it.
That's some... That would fuck your mindset.
And but I mean, really, I got to him a bit late. You know, I got to him a bit late because I knew the person who was buying the drugs off, and I just had to have a word with him to say, listen, take it easy on my man, and he would have done, but word got a bit late and he was...
Shit. What's the plans for the future?
Future properties I've got now in England. Mm-hmm. Rental income I do, CBD oil.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Which is the new way forward, you know? Yes. It's, you know... It's massive. It's massive. Yeah. I'm working on this.
In Newcastle and in Cyprus?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cyprus, Greece and Israel. Mm-hmm. These are three countries we want to do. And but it's big here through my friends, Brian Cheriton in Middlesbrough, Jamie Kerr. He's doing it in Scotland. He's a sole agent.
What website can you get this on? A website or anything they can contact?
Jamie Kerr's site,
right,
in Scotland. If you want it, contact him.
And this is good for arthritis and...
Arthritis, Crohn's, if you've got tumours, if you've got anything wrong with you. You know, if you've got anything wrong with you, yeah? We got it. Mm-hmm. We got it.
And this is legit, everything up?
It's all straightforward. It's all bang on.
Yeah.
It's all bang on, yeah? But it's like, I would say, we've got about a year on it, yeah? Before the government... puts a cap on it, yeah? We can sell 1,500 milligram, yeah, at the minute, but I think when the government gets a hold of it, they're going to put a cap on it, 400 milligram, because they still need to sell their pharmaceuticals, you know? Mm. Because all these companies are going to go out of business if we do this.
Yeah.
This is amazing. You know, it's amazing. It's helping so many people. Now, you know, the orphanages, I do this, CBD oil. Now I just want to help people, you know? It's like a switch, you know? It's a turnaround.
Yeah.
It's a turnaround.
Do you feel better for that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Mm-hmm. And what about the books? I know you want to write, you want to bring this out and make a movie of this?
Yeah. A movie. I've been in contact with Jamie McLean. Lenny McLean. Yeah.
That's the
governor.
Boy.
That's the governor.
There was a film out about him.
Yeah, yeah. And he's helping with it, mm-hmm. yeah. But if anybody else wants to give me a hand, mm-hmm. got the script.
Because the stuff in this is...
Yeah.
Is any fiction? Nothing? All real?
It's all real, man. It's a real deal. Uh-huh.
And you want to write another book?
Yes. I'm going to do my full story. Now I've got time in Cyprus, I'm going to do my full story. It's a bit hard, yeah? Because my old man as well, he was a bit hard to me as well, yeah. But really, you know, he's still alive and I don't really want to put him down in a bad light as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But he was good. You know, he gave me a few lickings, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I think I deserved about 30% of them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you don't want to talk about that in your book? Would you not talk about that in your book?
This is the thing, you
was
know.
Was it upset them?
This is the thing, yeah. But it's part of who I am, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's real life. There's nothing you can hide from, is it?
Well, it's lickings, you know. Uh-huh. Lickings make you a man. Mm-hmm. You got to take a licking and mm-hmm. get a man.
And that's what
you can't have it all. You know, it's not one-way traffic, man.
Was this for a young age?
You know, it's a dual carriageway.
Was this for a young age?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's what made you tough and fucking up for it and one of the reasons?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've seen the shit, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen the shit, I've seen the hardship, I've seen no money, second-hand clothes. That's what I used to wear as a child. Stutter I had as a child.
How did you fix that?
The stutter I've still got now, if you notice
you
it.
You can't notice it now.
The stutter I've still got now, but that's just confidence, I said.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Do you think the bigger you got, the more powerful you kind of...
The confidence, yeah. The confidence. You look back then, I was just like a skinny little kid, second-hand clothes. You know, I didn't know anybody. I was only brown-faced in the class. And, you know, I couldn't even talk. You know, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even say my own name. And I'd get a piss taken at me, people doing this, doing that. And okay, I took all the shit, man. You got to take the shit.
How about, if you're writing another book, would you go right back to the start?
Yes, beginning. From day one. Yeah. From when I was 3 years old. That's my first memory.
And just talk about the full autobiography, the full life right up until now.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be an interesting fucking book.
That's how I want to do it.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Is that the plan for the future?
Yeah, why not? I ain't doing nothing else.
Are you going to go to the prisons? Are you going to do this with the young kids, the YOs?
Well, that I would like to do, you know. Yes.
See, when you wrote the book and you speak about other people.
If anybody wants to contact me on this, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, contact them. How do they contact you?
Contact me easy on Facebook. You know? Chet Sandu easy, you know. Uh-huh. And, I'll give them a talk.
Do you think there would have been any backlash if you mentioned anybody in the books? Were you worried about speaking about anybody's name? Or?
Not in this one, because this is all Spanish. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's all the guys I met in Spain. But if I do a new one, it's people that I know in England.
They're still maybe Kinsey, active.
Newcastle, they're still active, and they haven't been brought to justice, and I can't really mention them.
Yeah, because you just incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
Are you still in friends with a lot of people from the UK?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that not worry though? You suck back in and it's easy to let slip now?
Well, no, because I'm not in there for the money no more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was all about the money, you know? Now I'm okay, I'm comfortable.
You're enjoying life a lot more?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Like I say, man, I appreciate you coming up and telling your story, man. It's a very interesting story. No doubt the people in Glasgow and the UK will love it, man. And I wish you all the best for the future, brother. And if anybody's want to get in contact with Chet, check out his Facebook, get his book on Amazon, Kindle.
Amazon, yeah.
Kindle, and read it because it's fucking madness. And a pleasure.
Okay, James, and you, brother.
Thank you. God bless.
Nice one.
And we're off. Boom.